Hey everyone, welcome to episode 5 of Trust the Process. Whole crew is back at you again, and well, it's not been as long as it's usually been. I'm pretty proud of us. I hope you guys are as well.
What is it, a week and a half this time?
Yeah. It's pretty good. I'm proud of us. But we got a pretty good show today. Definitely highlighting mostly Jags talk, but we wanted to lead things off with a little bit of a debate. We haven't actually pre-discussed this. It's kind of just been something I just shot out. So, as you all know, Papa John's is out as the official pizza of the NFL, and Pizza Hut is in. What are y'all's thoughts on takeout pizza, fast food pizza, whatever you want to call it? Who's the best?
Well, with those two, I gotta go Pizza Hut. It's easy choice. They got stuffed crust, and their sauce is not awful like Papa John's. I don't know. Whenever I eat Papa John's, I'm always sick afterwards. Just kind of gagging in my mouth.
What about Domino's? You like Domino's?
Yeah, or? I like Domino's. I like thin crust for them. I eat a whole pizza when it's that thin, but even in the thick crust with the garlic on top or whatever, it's still pretty good.
Yeah, that is good.
See, to me, all pizza's pizza. Not, I can't say all pizza's pizza, but pizza, I don't have a favorite pizza. The only one I'll not eat is Little Caesars because I think that tastes disgusting. I don't like
that's blasphemous, man.
Nope. Don't care.
It's because he thinks he has a lot of money or something.
Yeah. No, because it tastes like cardboard.
He's above that pay grade.
It tastes like cardboard.
No, it's delicious.
If you get the right thing from Little Caesars and you get, like, if you watch them put it in, you watch them put it in the warmer thing, it's like boom fresh. It's good.
Don't care.
But cheese is melty.
See, I don't have of those three big ones, I don't have a preference.
Pepperoni is good too. Like, yeah, it is. It's hard to find a pizza place that like puts a good proportion of pepperoni.
Because usually they'll skimp you, or they'll put like so much that it's like, well, I'd like to actually have a bite of something else.
Yeah. Cheese.
Or they fall off because when there's not enough.
Mm-hmm. I'm a fan of Pizza Hut. I like how you can get a drizzle on the top, and I'm a big spinach on my pizza kind of guy. And their spinach is actually pretty fresh, so I'm cool with that.
What about pineapple?
No.
Yes, pineapple deserves to go on pizza.
I'm Italian, and that is blasphemous. You should go to jail if you put pineapple on. Yes, nope. I'm talking to you, Julia.
Nope. Pineapple's good.
Pineapple goes on pizza.
Pineapple on ham. I hate you guys.
Yeah, but have you ever dipped pizza in balsamic vinaigrette?
See, that's just...
I have not.
It is really good.
Really?
Yeah.
I've dipped in ranch.
I get the drizzle from Pizza Hut. They have a balsamic drizzle. It's really good.
Okay, drizzle's not as bad as dipping it in...
Well, no, I'll actually dip it. Okay. I have my own bottle in the fridge. Creamy balsamic vinaigrette. It's... delightful,
see,
actually.
I'll dip in a ranch, buffalo sauce, and some people I know dip in barbecue sauce, which I think that's an extreme, ranch and buffalo are okay with me.
I put barbecue on my pizza sometimes.
Yeah, like, but I don't dip it in.
I like when I go Pizza Hut, sometimes I'll get the sweet barbecue and like the honey sriracha.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
And those two combined, those flavors combined are pretty good. So.
See, when I was back in grade school, when you ordered pizza on Mondays, it was Pizza Monday, it was Papa John's, and you would get a pizza and a salad. And your only dressings options were ranch and honey mustard. People started putting honey mustard on their salad and on their pizza. And I thought that was the most disgusting thing.
Are you a fan of honey mustard?
I do not like honey mustard.
Okay, then that's probably why.
Yeah. But on a pizza? Come on, that's still a guy. That's weird,
or even
right?
On a salad. But...
yeah, true.
I think that's true. Weird to be. But I still like honey mustard. I don't put on salad or pizza or anything like that.
But one place that's underrated is Hungry Howie's.
Their crusts are good. Their
I've actually never been to Hungry Howie's.
Wow.
I always wanted to, but...
dude, they're so good.
Their flavored crusts are really good.
Yeah.
Is it like a flavored dust? Like a
no, it's like... does, or? It's... they bake it into the crust. It's baked into the crust. But majority of it is like powdered on. It's really good, though.
Yeah, it's not a sauce, if that's what you're...
like. Gotcha. If someone wants to hook me up with a free Hungry Howie's pizza, let me know. I'd like to try, because I'm a little too poor for that right now. Anyway, going into our main topic, Allen Robinson. So this will really be more of a Skyler and Mike's forte. I will just be kind of moderating, making sure they don't bite each other, kick each other, whatever they like to do. But... go ahead, Mike. What side are you on? Resign or no?
To what extent, though? I mean, I'd sign him to a one-year deal, two-year deal. I'm not going to put $16 million on him or for him. I'd give him a two-year, $21 million deal to see what he's got. Or even sign him to a one-year prove-it deal, like what the Eagles did with Alshon Jeffrey last year, what the Redskins tried to do with Terrell Pryor last year, which that one failed miserably, but Jeffrey worked out for them. something along those lines. And if they don't come to an agreement by March 12th, I expect Robinson to not be here. I don't know. But,
wow.
I mean, free agency, things change. Maybe he doesn't get the offer he wants, but I don't know. That's just my opinion. I don't think no more than that. I don't sign him to more than a two-year deal.
Well, according to DeRocco, he says it'll go up till March 14th, but the two sides will manage to come to a deal. Robinson will be back on the field for the Jags. Nothing specific.
Every Jaguars, Bocelli, Logan,
all the writers and stuff like that. They don't know.
10-10 XL all think he's coming back.
What about you, Skyler?
Yeah, I want him to be re-signed by us because I think he has the potential to be a great receiver, obviously. You look at the Super Bowl and Super Bowls in the past, 50-50 balls. That's the game decider, and he is an expert at that.
Steelers game. Yeah.
He's known for, his great season. He was called, 75-25 because, it's almost expected for him to come down with it. So,
especially with, a quarterback.
Yeah.
He's not as accurate as everyone likes.
But he's improved on that, so I think if he was in this offense last year, I think that would have pushed us to the Super Bowl, would have gave us that extra edge, because he gets open, he knows how to, he's a great route runner, too.
He's the best route runner on the team, I'll give him that. Yeah. He really is. Better than Marquise, better than Hearns, better than, obviously, the two rookies we just had this past year, and Cole and Westbrook, and Mickens, even.
Yeah, and, well, go ahead.
Well, yeah, and there's no one that you can replace with him as good as him, in my opinion, right now. You're going to have to wait a year or something. And right, if we're in a win-now mode, we can't wait. And this is someone who's been in the system, so he's familiar with the players, too. Some debate whether he likes Blake or not, but...
He doesn't. I don't think he does.
I mean, Blake's improved this past season. I think he saw that, too. And
my thing is, Jaguars have had issues with finding a number one receiver since Jimmy and Keenan.
Yeah.
We haven't had any luck with any receiver since Jimmy retired.
If Justin Blackmon could have stayed clean, he'd be a top three receiver in the league right now.
I agree with that.
He was dominant, but then drugs and alcohol got him, but we're not going to get involved in that.
Yeah.
But since, I'm just saying, look at the track record. All these receivers we've taken in the first round. Go back to Matt Jones, Ernest Wolford, Reggie Williams. You had Matt Mike Jones. Thomas, you had
Mike Sims Walker.
Just thinking, we signed Jerry Porter, Torrey Holt,
Dennis Northcutt.
We've signed all these free agents. None of them worked out. This is the one time we have a receiver we drafted, we developed ourselves, and yet we're not going to sign him, which just makes no sense to me. Yeah. I don't understand if we don't sign him.
I mean, if they let him walk and they sign Lee, that's stupid. Lee had the most drops in the league. He also has injury history.
Well, all the receivers we have had. Lee can't stay healthy. He was nicknamed the albino tiger. So by
Gus Bradley.
No, not Gus Bradley.
Or was that Walsh?
I think it wasn't Walsh. It was the offense coordinator, Greg Olson.
Yeah.
Greg Olson called him. I think it was Greg Olson. I'm not sure on that, but someone called him the albino tiger. Yeah. He's never there. You got Allen Robinson, who hasn't stayed healthy in the last year, or he's only played a year and a half or 2 years of those out of the four. You also got Allen Hearns, who just now recently has been getting an injury bug. We don't have a healthy receiver, but I want someone who's as reliable as Allen Robinson. Because, like you said, 75-25. Throw it up to him, he's more than likely going to get it.
And that's kind of what we needed in the times last year. Some games I can think of, Arizona, there's a lot of passes that hit receivers' hands, even though they were well covered. But they're balls that Robinson would have came down with.
There was one, I can't remember who it was. I think it was Westbrook. It hit him right in the hands on a deep bomb.
Yeah.
I think it was Westbrook,
and he got mad. I think it was the...
Was that the Arizona game, too?
Or no, it was later. It was a Titans game.
Titans game.
We would have won that game. But even in the red zone, we need a red zone threat. We don't have that right now. Yeah. And I was looking at highlights. Allen Robinson put a throwback Thursday video today. There were a lot of red zone throws he caught and a lot of deep bombs he caught. So he's reliable, and I think we should sign him, but...
Who's our tallest receiver without him?
Mercedes Lewis, technically.
Yeah. I guess that
it is Mercedes Lewis.
6'8". Yeah. I mean, you need some height. You need some height. And, teams like San Francisco has no one on their roster that's above 6 feet. So they're going to be targeting.
Marquez Goodwin, but I think he's 6'2".
He's 6 foot. They don't have anyone on their active roster right now that's over 6 feet. Right?
Garoppolo?
Okay.
On the wide receivers, jerk. But, okay, so Yes or no, are they re-signing Allen Robinson?
Skyler?
Yes, but no if he sees an offer from a big offer.
So you say it gets to Wednesday afternoon.
I think he enters the market. I think he looks at other deals. I think he has to be enticed by another team that has a chance to win for him to leave this team. So
right, no.
So odds are, yes, he's back.
Gun to your head, is he on the team in 2018?
I think with those odds, yes. Because it's going to be hard for him to find a team like that.
I say no, he's not coming back next year. That's my opinion. I don't think he's back. I think he wants to get paid more than $11 million a year.
I'll leave you guys to your takes. I don't know. But, okay, so Mike, say he does not resign. Do we go after one of these free agent wide receivers out there right now?
God, I hope not. They're all awful. Best one available is Sammy Watkins, and I don't really want him. Yeah. We can't stay healthy. If we're getting rid of one injury-prone receiver, why sign another? Another free agent receiver is Terrell Pryor. He busted in Washington. Let's see. Marquise Lee is another one. If we want to re-sign him, I'm confused by this organization. Aurelius Ben is another free agent we have. He's a free agent.
Paul Richardson would be interesting, but he's small.
Probably going to get franchised by Seattle. We got Jordan Matthews, who can't stay healthy. Michael Floyd, who can't stay sober. Dante Moncrief, maybe to a $5 million a year deal, if that.
It's hard to prove yourself when you've got
T.Y. Hilton on the other side.
Yeah.
But he's not a number one. That's the thing. I don't think he's a number one. He's the same age as Robinson at 24. I'd take Robinson any day over him.
What about in the draft? Do we draft a receiver? Do we do that?
I mean, there's Christian Kirk from Texas A&M. There's Calvin Ridley from Alabama.
The SMU guy.
And Cortland Sutton.
I think of those three, Ridley would probably be the best just with his shiftiness, and he's got great hands. And he wasn't really with a quarterback that could get it to him.
And the thing is, if we're going to draft Calvin Ridley, he may not even be there at 29.
Yeah.
He may go in mid-teens. And if you're going to take a chance on it.
Which is hilarious. It would be like somebody like the Raiders.
And then there's Calvin Ridley's 16 months younger than Allen Robinson. I'm not trying to wait another few years for someone to develop while we have someone already developed at 24 who's just a little bit older than an incoming rookie.
Yeah.
What about Auden Tate?
Late round pick, probably third or fourth round.
Okay.
Or even, it depends on how he falls.
He'd be fun.
I wouldn't mind him. He's a big man. Well, that was James Blackman's favorite target in Tallahassee.
Good times. Well, with the receivers, we can look at those, but what other position or someone in free agency that we should go after? What do you guys think of that?
Tight end is a big need.
Yeah. Eifert's talked about a lot. He's got
stay healthy.
Yeah, injuries as well. I like Trey Burton because
that's the most popular name linked to the Jaguars because he's young, he's athletic,
and he's likely to be on the market.
Yeah, because I don't think they're going to keep him and Zach Ertz.
I don't think they can, man. Yeah. That'd be crazy.
And then you also got Jimmy Graham, but I think Jimmy Graham's going back to New Orleans. Let's go back with Drew Brees and Sean Payton.
No.
How much more does Drew Brees have in the tank, for God's sakes? I feel like he's been in the league for 65 years.
Yeah, but he's still good.
Anything else you guys can think of, though, besides tight end?
I wouldn't mind.
Like free agency-wise, not drafting-wise?
Yeah. Maybe like a backup quarterback.
Yeah, free agency.
Okay, so you go for a veteran backup instead of Henny, who sucks.
Putting that lightly.
I mean, let's be honest. He's not you really want to be.
The quality backups. I want someone who would push Blake. I don't want someone just to lay behind on the bench like Henny. So you got Blaine Bradford. Gabbard.
Teddy Bridgewater would
if
be very
good. Blaine Gabbard comes back to this town, I don't even know what will happen.
I don't even if he's released.
Sam Bradford. Nice Dave Caldwell clip there.
Yeah,
nice.
Sam Bradford, you got Josh McCown.
Glennon just got released.
Oh, he's gonna be released. He hasn't been released officially yet.
He's gone.
I think Teddy Bridgewater.
You bring Buff Fumble in? No, you don't bring Buff Fumble. I mean, I think they can still draft a quarterback. No, I don't know if it's gonna be first round, second round, fourth round. I don't know.
Maybe fifth. Maybe sixth.
Keith just pointed out AJ McCarron. I'm not bringing him in. only one start maybe in his career. He's going to Cleveland anyway.
Yeah.
It's going to be an interesting offseason for the Jags, I think. And this is the year because, you know, we've made bad mistakes in the past and we've stayed bad. This time...
2008 is a prime example of that.
There you go, yeah.
We traded up to get Derek Harvey in the draft, and that turned out to be miserable.
God, yeah, he was a bust.
After we went to the playoffs the year before, so I don't want to repeat that.
Yeah, so we really, really need to make sure this draft is good. And this free agency, you know, last year's was tops. I mean, yeah, it's going to be hard to recreate that, but I really, really hope that we can get some good stuff. Mike is looking at something else.
I'm worried about also possibly losing Colvin.
I think he's back. I think he's back. Well, because that's probably main reason why they're not
signing
so
A-Rob.
So eager to get him back.
If you had to pick one, Colvin or A-Rob, who'd you pick?
A-Rob. His position's more important right now.
I would agree with that. But we did play three wide receiver. We put three corners 65% of the time, I think, last year.
That's where the league's going to right now.
And that's why you can make an argument for Colvin.
Yeah,
they need good nickel corner. Although they have young corners, they're developing corners left and right now in Jacksonville. So we'll see. I mean, winner depends on what Colvin gets. Colvin could get paid as a number two corner, so he's probably gone, I think. But that's my opinion.
Yeah.
Do you see anybody in the cornerback free agency list? Do we bring back Devon House?
Malcolm Butler?
That'd be interesting.
Bring in Malcolm Butler.
He's 28. $4 million cap, but that was last year.
Maxwell.
One person who's interesting, I don't think he's on this list, is Tyrann Mathieu.
Oh, yeah.
And the Cardinals may cut him.
Yeah.
So we'll see about him.
If they cut him, that would be awesome. I wanted him from like the draft.
Oh, and Richard Sherman's.
I was gonna say, what's the whole deal with that? Like,
it's not official yet, but they're
just gonna cut him or trade him.
They can't afford all these people. They're going to also apparently release Jeremy Lain also. So they're blowing it up in Seattle.
Good. I love Seattle being bad.
I think everyone does. After they won, after the issue they had this past year in Jacksonville, I think
they should re-sign Matt Hasselman.
Okay.
Well, yeah, and then make sure that they play the Packers, and then he can guarantee a win, and then Al Harris can come out of retirement, catch the ball,
and take
and a pick.
Take
it back to the house.
Yeah,
I'm okay with that. Well, that was some nice free agency talk, boys. We have anything else we want to discuss? Any events that we know that's going on that we want people to get out to or anything like that?
In terms of Jacksonville?
Yeah.
Well, the Gate River Run is this Saturday. I'll be partaking in it, so I'm going to be dying after probably 2 miles in. So the Gate River Run's on Saturday. I know that.
I did that once. Is this your first one?
Yeah, I'm doing the 15K, so I'm literally going to pass out.
I think I had 30 minutes of sleep before I did my first one, just because I was, like, antsy, kind of. One thing you should do is get Jolly Ranchers, keep them in your pocket, pop them in your mouth every mile.
Because they give you energy?
Sugars keep you going.
I've never thought of that. We used to have people come into Academy and buy those, like, energy gels and energy, like, little gummies and stuff.
That's
like
what I'm worried about.
Jelly beans?
Don't wear a shirt. Your nipples will start bleeding.
Okay, I don't think it's that bad.
Oh,
it's not that cold.
No, it's just because you're running and your shirt keeps going up and down your nipples.
It depends on the kind of shirt you have.
The friction.
Just how the Gate River Run shirt. They literally just hand it to me.
Cut circles. And,
I'm not going to cut circles in that because it's going to show up on
the
I'm good. I'm not doing that.
Oh, man.
I didn't wear boxers under my shorts.
I'm wearing compression shorts. Don't even try that.
You're going to like wear the combine gear?
Yeah, combine gear.
That'd actually be kind of cool. Right now, I've got it's March Madness. I mean, this is March right now.
Mm-hmm.
The conference tournaments are going on right now. Skylar, how confident are you in Florida making it past the first round?
I think they make the tournament. I think they'll probably make it past the first round. If you look at
first round or first weekend, that's a better question.
So they got two games in the first week, right?
Yeah.
I'd have to see the bracket, obviously, but I think they're better against teams that aren't in their conference. They played well against Duke. They didn't win, but they beat Gonzaga.
I'll give you an easy
answer. Was it Kentucky that they just beat the other day?
Yeah, they've owned Kentucky like recently too.
I mean, that was like domination. That was awesome.
John Calipari is 4-5 down in Gainesville.
Yeah, he's struggling lately.
And that's the guy who's like talked about highly. Like he's when you think about how many recruits he gets. It's awful how hell, he
yeah, they don't
team performs.
But the thing is, they always go deep. They either get eliminated early or they go deep in the tournament, and it's just ridiculous. Makes sense though, but I don't know. I don't think Florida does anything this year. I think they're probably eliminated either in the first, like, second game of the first weekend, or they get to the Sweet 16 and lose in that first game. I don't think.
And I can see that too. But they are a streaky team. They've won three last.
That's the thing. Whoever gets hot at the right time is dangerous.
They won three of the last four, I believe.
And let's see. This is updated when.
Look at March 8th. So this was updated today. It's 7 a.m. It's got Florida State as a 9 seed.
Which is very nice because they should be a 16 seed the way they've been playing.
Xavier is a 1, which is awesome.
Okay, I think that's actually not going to be accurate because it says last four in are Louisville and Florida State's firmly in, which makes no sense to me. Louisville should be in for sure, but Florida State should be on the bubble.
Florida's a 7 seed against UCLA in this. Now, this obviously, this isn't official, everyone, but... Think they could beat a UCLA?
See, that would be interesting. That would be a interesting matchup. I'd have to go back and watch some UCLA basketball.
Well, if they had the whichever ball was there,
you guys would have been Lamar. Toast. Oh, LaMelo, or was it LiAngelo? I don't even know. I can't keep up with that family.
It's the one that shoplifted.
Again, I don't remember the name.
There's too many of those.
But I don't know. March Madness, I think, is still wide open. There's no dominant team, although. Kansas, Virginia, Villanova, and Xavier are the four top seeds. I don't see anyone else. Unless Duke or Carolina win the ACC. I don't think Cincinnati does anything.
You think Missouri does anything with their player?
They're playing right now. I think they're playing right now.
Yeah.
Who's that player they have?
Michael Porter. I don't know how they are going to do, so I have to watch him. He's only played 2 minutes this year, so I don't know how he's going to do. I mean, if they make the tournament, we'll find out.
Why?
He had a back injury.
Oh, okay.
He hurt his back within the first few minutes of the game, and they gave him surgery, and then he just came back today for the first time since the opening weekend. And then he wanted to play, so we'll see on how he does and how Missouri does. But I'm not expecting much, but we'll see. But for the people that want to do a March Madness pool, I'm trying to gather names to see who would be willing to do a March Madness pool. Thinking of a $10 buy-in. I'm not sure yet.
Sheesh.
Last year, I had a pool and we had 33 people. The winner got $330. So, I mean, I don't know if it's going to get that big because it was a pain to get everyone in and paid. But me and a friend are trying to see how many people.
App?
I have Venmo.
Man,
I'm not doing cash apps. I'm
not
falling
right now.
No, Venmo's been there since I was in college.
I could invite you to Cash App, and we'd each get $5.
Yeah, I'm not.
Can I invite you and then do it, and then you just delete it?
But
so I can
get
$5.
I want the $5.
But I need $5.
I need it too.
No. Just download Venmo. No one gets any money. Or you can pay me through Facebook.
We're just gonna use PayPal.
Or PayPal too.
Or Snapchat Cash.
Or before you.
Or Apple Pay if you have my number.
Or let give
us. I'm not giving my number to everyone.
Before you make a Cash App, let Keith and I know. We'll invite you.
Yes, because we'll just alternate who gets it each time. That $5 would be nice right about now.
It helps both of us out.
You're funding trust of the process,
and your pocket. Yeah. You're investing in us and in your future.
Okay, I don't know about their future, but
you don't know us, Mike.
They'll have $5 in the future.
Are you gonna be like part of my take or ask Blake Bortles for money and never get the money?
That would be cool.
Like, we'll never pay them.
Whatever. All right. Well, that's all we've got today. I think we are going to head out and do nothing, probably.
Beat this truck.
Yeah, seriously.
Oh, yeah. It's 4:40. Well, thank you guys for listening. Again, always, go like us on Facebook.
Follow us on Instagram.
Instagram.
Yeah.
Twitter.
Sweet post today.
Look out for the post that we put on Trust the Process's Instagram page. It's the... leaked version of the, well, not leaked, it's the official jerseys of the Jaguars that we put up. So
we'll just leave it at that. All right, guys, take it easy. Peace.